Box Chronicles with Pat Bronson. Songs and stories of my journey and questions for you on yours. Who am I now? This recurring question became relevant in my post-retirement world. I had hung up the trappings of the work world. Most of the labels I had used or had been given no longer made sense as the scaffolding of my life to date was disappearing, or at least changing shape. I had defined myself with many of these costumes, but without them? In episode 2 of 6, as I contemplate this inward journey, I explore what I do know about myself. In a kind of resume, in the stillness, I take stock of how I am in the world and what matters to me. Unknowns await. What is my foundation for moving forward? Showing me to myself, a first glance. There are stories and realizations. We'll chat again later. Meanwhile, I will begin with Between. Do 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 do. Between, I need to and I want to. Between my laughter and my tears. Between my duty and desire. You'll find me, I'll find me choosing. I am searching, I am feeling, I am creating, I am breathing. Among my thoughts and through my dreams, among the chores and the routines, among the people and the places, you'll find me, I'll find me breathing. I am searching, I am feeling, I am creating, I am breathing. Between the voices and my voice, between ideas and my stories, between my head and my heart, you'll find me, I'll find me breathing. You'll find me, I'll find me breathing. You'll find me, I'll find me breathing. What do I know about myself? Best to have some idea as I explore. I am an explorer. Come away with me. My siren call to adventure began early in life. I packed my own suitcase and stood at the door with it in my grasp as soon as my grandmother suggested I travel to her house for a visit. My mother worried. I waited for the adults to catch up. Adventures had begun. Backpack or suitcase, I was on the road, bringing a sense of freedom from routine and relationships. I have no thought of happily ever after, or even stability. Trips breathe life into me, and now that my carefully composed framework for living was no longer viable, my way forward was unclear. I conform. Rules and institutions have been my armor and security. I know I'm alive when I'm working and accept offered packages. Structure within a framework. My esteem and self-esteem are conjoined twins fed by my work. I behave to suit. Accolades came my way, a pattern of September beginnings and June endings, a frame. These scripts to choose the occasion offered me a way to belong, but I was not there. The persona with a borrowed voice was all that was required. Others' agendas. I am a loner. And solitude is my haven. In my mind's eye, a grove of lilac trees on my grandfather's farm. Within the trunks, I created a two-room house where I played happily, creating my own stories. Screened from the world, my adventures were complete. and without imaginary companions. I was an only child then, before my siblings arrived, and life during those years was simple. Over the years, as I tried to conform to a world I didn't understand, a measure of success was mine when living on my own, an essential me within my personally, carefully crafted framework. I am in transition. What I have known is no longer workable, and I have come to realize that in this lifetime, I am a pilgrim, exploring landscapes near and far. This time, my pilgrim path will turn inward, unpacking my rucksack of discarded circumstances and conventional lifestyles will create space for my own questions and reflections. Anxiety and its parent fear are already showing their colors. I will not underestimate their control as I wonder what I would be doing. How will I spend the days? Why do I feel less secure on my home turf than on the road? Why do I find it easier to go down the road alone than to walk down the street holding your hand? And if I am not defining myself through others' needs, what am I here for? I own a frilly slip that shows itself beneath my uniform costume. It was seen mostly on weekends and during summer vacation. What might it have to say to me? Permissions and invitations to play have been screened. A set of postcards I purchased in 1968 from a flea market in Paris beckons me onward. One image is of someone setting off with some essentials, a backpack, a clock, some music. This time, an interior journey towards the truth of who I am. No particular itinerary, so say the retirement gurus. Even knowing this much about myself, uncertainty abounds. Transition implies movement, but my hamster wheel does not function well in these circumstances, and the separateness I have felt has left me wondering, what am I missing? As I wander this pilgrim path of my life away, destination is uncertain, and with no suitable brochures available, I am unsure about the benefits of this change journey. I have had some idea of letting go. Over is newly relevant. I feel vulnerable without established patterns and an understanding of my relative value. What will I do with you, I ask myself. Compose a further life. No carbon copies available. What matters to me? Starting on the journey. So, things I know of myself mixed in with some uncertainty. I am not a hall of shell. This is one of the things that I had to do, was to think beyond the circumstances I find myself in. What do you know about yourself? So since I've bared a little of me, what do you know about yourself? Any stories come to mind? Of course, change also offers opportunities to keep and to let go. Going forward, what will be in your backpack? Many questions to write about. Have a conversation with someone to ponder as you pack. In the next episode, episode 3, Threads of a Working Life. What did I find? Join me, Pat Bronson, with Jukebox Chronicles.